This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
So he is a hip-hop artist who hails all the way from Four Slow, okay? Sean Trims has, for the past couple of years, been releasing tracks such as My Turn, I think, Thankful, yeah. Eastside and Freedom, I think those are some of the songs that I actually got to peep. Now he's working on an 11-track EP at the moment, which is sponsored by the Sampra Development Fund, and he joins us right now on the line to discuss all that and more. Probably we'll even get some exclusive info from the brother. Sean, how you doing, brother?
Big homie, how you doing?
I'm good, yourself, man?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
It is a pleasure. Interesting times, Sean, man. Interesting times. Not only just to be a musician in South Africa, but to be a South African musician, South African hip-hop artist, if I can put it like that. And also now to have some sort of backing on the EP that you're working on. And that's why I'm saying we are now in interesting times in South Africa. And we got to embrace each and every single moment, each and every single opportunity that comes our way. Now, tell us more about Sean Trims for those who do not know who you are and what you're all about, man.
Okay, so Sean Trims is a hip-hop artist. Straight out of Fosslers, the east of Johannesburg, and I've been putting out music since 2015 and doing everything independently under Certified Clip Music, which is my record label. So everything that I've built up to right now, I just got it out the mud. No handouts. I had to go do promo work, had to go scramble and then put this together, shoot music videos, plug songs. But then here I am now. I'm in a position to get assistance from entities like Sempra, you know?
Yeah. You know what? It must be kind of weird right now. In some sense, you know, not necessarily in a malicious way, but it must be weird right now to be a hip-hop artist in South Africa, looking at how, you know, the other genres, and people are afraid to point them out. But genres like Amapiano, you know, that are kind of, you know, taking the entire cake. I was at a gig last Saturday, and I play hip-hop, so I was at a gig which was dominantly piano guys, and when I got on stage to play hip-hop, I was surprised by the reaction and the reception that I got there. The people went berserk, you know? But how do you, as a musician, still keep it together? How do you still stay loyal to hip-hop?
Actually, that's interesting, because when one genre is booming, everyone sways away towards it, and then they leave this void. This is where us cats who are yet to still scratch the surface need to come with these bangers, and then everybody's going to come start swinging this way. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I'm not under pressure about the talks that I'm hearing about hip-hop dying, whatever. It's like, oh, it's dying? Okay, cool. There's only one way to find out on the way. The album is coming. Let's see if the hip-hop is really dying.
Yeah, true. And then let's talk about you cooking up music. You know, I think South African hip-hop musicians kind of have, options in abundance as to how they want to put together and craft a sound. But what is it that you love the most about making hip-hop music?
What do I love most about what?
About making hip-hop music.
I mean, first things first, First Flow is a gussie, it's a neighborhood, it's a township. So when I used to visit every December, since I think second grade, I used to visit my cousins. They stayed in Burbs. So they're the ones that put me in hip hop. It gave me a different perspective, you know? Yeah. So they would rap all these hip hop songs. They would look cool and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, okay, cool. And then I started rapping, reciting people's lyrics, writing people's songs, and then I ended up looking cool. And then I took that coolness and then I put my story to it, and it's like, I love it. I love the entire art, because even in the project, I have a piano song as a hip-hop cat, you know? Yeah. We gotta be musical like that. Yes, I'm in this genre, but then because I want to represent the music way beyond national borders. So I'm not doing it from my hood or me, or I'm just representing like the entire nation.
Yeah, shout out. Abroad. You know, and that's like I said, that there's a huge abundance of options when it comes to cooking hip hop in South Africa. Now, tell us about your upcoming EP, man. What is it titled? Who are you going to be working with? What are some exclusive info that you can give me right now?
Okay, cool. So it's actually an album.
Okay.
It's actually an album. It's titled There's Only One Way to Find Out.
Oh, okay.
So,
It
took me about, let me see, from October to December. So, yes, those 3 months, I was ready. I had my dudes. The production is ready. And then I sourced out. When it comes to features, I'm an organic person, you know?
Yeah.
When I hear a beat, I can automatically think, okay, cool, this needs my homie Smash. This needs my homie such and such, you know? Yeah. I don't be like, yo, you hot, let me work with you. No, I don't do that, you know? So, hence I have these features in the album, which is Lenny the Kid, Smash, Miss Charlie, and two dudes from the USA. One is a major superstar, and one is both scratching the surface.
Oh, shout out. We're looking forward to that. I know you're not going to give us the names of those cats right now, but it is all good. You know, it's all in due time. We'll find out when the album drops. Now, we see that you've partnered with Sampra. How did the process of making this EP come about with Sampra?
How did the process of?
Making the album with Sampra come about.
Yo, they came at the right time, man. You know, Sampra believes in artists.
Yeah.
So yeah. I really need to take my hat off to Sampra, like what they did and the timing of it, and you know, because most independent artists or artists who haven't scratched the surface, we were having it hard, you know, and then especially post COVID. So when they came through, because we Sampra members and we receive royalties and they believe in us. This initiative, when they were like, yo, this is what's happening. If you're interested, here's the funding, put the album together. I jumped straight to it, and hence I call this album There's Only One Way to Find Out, because it is the one. And for you to find out if it really is the one, there's only one way to find out.
There's only one way to find out, man. That is to bump the actual album. Shout out to you. Thank you so much. But before I let you go, you know, I think you have quite an interesting story to tell that will be translated in your music, of course. But right now, what is it that you could say to somebody that is, you know, an aspiring cat, an aspiring hip hop artist who wants to put out music? Maybe there's a little bit of a confidence issue there, or maybe, you know, and they're just struggling to put together their sound. What would you say to them?
Stay busy, stay working, stay away from dream killers. They bring negativity. Negativity brings failure. And we're not trying to fail. We're trying to succeed, you know? If it means you have to be a loner, it's fine. Actually, that works in your advantage, you know? And I think when it comes to me, confidence, myself as a person, I really, really have to big up, like, a person like my mother, you know? She taught me a lot about working hard and not taking shortcuts, because when you take shortcuts, eventually you're going to end up at the back of the line, you know? So hence, I did the whole independent thing, and I'm embracing the struggle because I know I'm going to get there. And when I get there, I'm going to look back and be like, okay, cool. The journey was worth it. So every cat's just stay on the ground. It takes time. It takes 10 years to build a brand.
All right. There you have it, straight from Sean Trims, my brother. Thank you so much for dropping in. We really do appreciate you taking the call. Much love. We're waiting for the album, and there's only one way to find out. That is when the album drops, you know what I mean? So thank you so much. Much love. Much success, brother.
Thank you so much, D. And shout out to the Capricorn FM listeners. I really appreciate y'all. There's only one way to find out, dropping this quarter.
All right, man. Much love. Peace. Okay, Sean Trims, the EP is dropping. This is a collaboration, of course, or a partnership with Sampra. They've been doing quite a lot for musicians in South Africa. What I've been seeing right now on their social media is actually heartwarming, man. You know, they actually believe in these guys who are still scratching the surface, you know, trying to get their names out there. And these guys have got a really great product that they want to put out. And Sampra is kind of helping them with that muscle, you know, that little push behind them to say, hey, look, here you go. It's up to you now. So shout out to Sampra, shout out to Sean Trims for taking our call.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.